This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
Welcome to the Mikey Pod on the Bayou Show. Yeehaw. That's not what this show's about.
It ain't.
No. Here, watch this. Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Texas, it's not just for cow-tipping rednecks.
Hello and welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is your host, Michael Herron. Today is March 28th, 2006, and this is just a show. No interview, no nothing like that. For the last three shows, I've been sort of like feeling bad that I haven't caught up on just updating everyone on what's going on with the show and all these different developments. So I'm going to be doing that today. Also, I got an email today from Howard Jones. As you may recall, he sang the song, well, a lot of songs. For example, Okay, I swore once that I would never do that, and I just did. So that's enough. Things can only get better, new song, all that kind of stuff. He was a huge hero to me in the 80s. And, you know, I have a story to share with you about him. But first, he gave me permission to play this song, which relates directly to the story I'm going to share with you now. No, wait. No, I'm going to share the song with you now. This song is called Another Chance, and it's by Howard Jones from his new album, Revolution of the Heart.
Distinction says to have hope.
to start again.
That's Howard Jones with Another Chance from his new album, Revolution of the Heart. If you'd like to buy it, go to eMusic. But first, go to the www.mikeypod.com and you'll see a little clicker thing where you can click to go to eMusic. You'll get 50 free songs and I'll get a commission. So even if you just get your 50 free songs and then cancel it before they charge you anything, I still get my commission. And then I just love that site, actually. So that's why I chose to become an affiliate with them. Okay, so now the story about Howard Jones. And I guess the best thing to do would be to read to you the email that I sent him. Maybe I'll just read parts of it. So right after the album came out, this was back in January that I emailed him. He's on tour right now, so I'm assuming that's why it took so long to get back to me. So here's what I said. I was talking to a good friend of mine about your new album and how he needed to check it out, and naturally told him a story about my connection with you that you may not know. In the mid-80s or so, I wrote a letter to your fan club and received a response from your mom. She and I were great pen pals for a couple of years, but as I began to dabble in drugs and drinking, I lost touch with her, as I did with most of my friends and family. A few years after I stopped writing to her, I got a random letter from her just checking in. After her signature, she added, P.S. Try putting a little bit of snow on the record player and thinking of Howard. Now, let me interject here. A Little Bit of Snow is a song that Howard Jones had on his third album. I'm such a little geek. That was about cocaine and, you know, the damage that it can do. So she put that little hint in there about my drug use, which I had no idea how she would have any idea about that. She lived in England. So back to the letter. I learned later that a friend of mine had seen me out at a club here in Houston. I was so messed up, I didn't even realize I was talking to her. Knowing how much I had been affected by your music in the past, she wrote a letter to you asking for your help. This is kind of emotional. I can't remember what your response to her was exactly. She showed it to me years later. But it was something along the lines of the responsibility being up to her. A perfect response, I must say. I'm guessing you passed the letter on to your mom, or maybe she received it first and passed it on to you. Either way, thanks to you both. Well, I'm 36 years old now. I've been sober for over 11 years. It would be dishonest to say that you and your mom single-handedly caused me to become sober. In fact, it was several years after receiving that letter before I was able to stop using drugs. I will say, however, that for two people so far away to take actions like those on my behalf in a time in my life when I considered myself to be so worthless and utterly unlovable, well, thank you. Those little shimmers of hope in my life from you and other good people that God or whoever guides such things put into my life are the reason that I'm alive today. I'm sure of it. So that's my story. So it's funny for me to talk about even when I was doing drugs and drinking and all that stuff, because I was an entirely different person. And there aren't a lot of people that knew me that I'm friends with now that knew me then. Like David Parnell, who was on the show a few episodes ago, did. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I thought it was a really good story, and I guess I'm not always so open to sharing this stuff with people. So, and it's good for me to remember where I came from. So, with that having been said, how about some listener voicemail? Now, I got in trouble with Chris Daly. Not really bad, but to even say kind of in trouble is silly. Here's the voicemail.
Hey, Mikey, this is C-Dog. Hey, I played some catch-up on your show because I've missed a few of them. Finally caught up while I'm waiting to go in to see the doctor for the first time in a decade. That's scary. Anyway, got the song so hard. Dug it big time. I want to say personally thanks for putting stuff like that out there, and thanks for making it so that I'm not the only one stupid enough to put their own singing on their podcast. Anyway, I dig it. I'm really glad that you're, you know, comfortable enough, brave enough to put that kind of stuff out there on the air. Thanks a lot, man. And as always, keep it real.
Thank you, Chris. And I'm sorry it took me so long to put that feedback up. Chris and I hung out the other night at Wild Buffalo Wings or something like that, playing trivia and stuff. And there was a Houston podcaster meetup last week at Brazil on Thursday. It was fun. It was fun to meet a lot of these people. Like Russell Hollum and I had never met in person, but we talked online numerous times. So it was great. There were so many other people. I can't remember his name from JK on the Run. Of course, Mr. Bear Podcast Man was there. And who else? The guys from another quiz show. I wish I had written this all down. And then people from the Astrocast. God, I suck. But it was great. Please don't take it personally that I don't remember any of your names. Here's some more listener voicemail.
Hey, Mikey, this is David. I'm the host of the Bat Blue Jean Sky podcast. I want to let you know that I've caught up on all your episodes and really liked what I've heard. I think you're doing a good job with your podcast. You're being a good, as far as activist kind of podcast. And, you know, I think numbers sometimes are really overrated. I think you have to be true to yourself, and I think you have to do what feels right and what seems right. And you're going to attract the kind of people that are going to be ready for your message. And, you know, just stay true to yourself, man. Just keep going with this. And good luck. I'll definitely be checking in on this podcast as often as possible. I will talk to you later, dude. Bye.
Can I tell you how much it rocks to get voicemails like that? Let me tell you, it rocks this much. Hold your hands out as far as they go. There you go. That's how much it rocks. Really, though, thank you. The day I got that, I think that was right after I posted the Kathy Kelly things, and my first response to that show was negative. Not really negative, but it was one of those, like, I was so excited about doing that interview, and I didn't get much feedback. I think I'm looking at feedback a lot differently than I used to. It's great. Like, just the smallest thing. Like, when I got that voicemail, I think I was talking to Puffy on Skype, and that voicemail came in. I listened to it. I was like, oh, my God, I got voicemail. So thank you. You can make me have a Nelly fit, too, simply by calling. Hold on. What's the phone number? Everyone with me? I have no idea. I'm pulling it up right now. Hold, please. Hold. Could you hold, please? Fades. Hold, please. Here we go. Ah, shit. Wrong button. Oh, Jesus. Hold on. Here it is. 206-339-6682. Record it now for all to hear. Mikey Pod on the Bayou. That's from the closing thing that Adam did. You can call and leave me voicemail. You can email me at MikeyPod@gmail.com. You can leave comments on the website. And really, guys, let me know. Let me know what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. There are a lot of people who are listening now who have not been listening before. The numbers are kind of going up. And part of it, maybe, my promo was played on the Daily Source Code, which was another moment of, I'm podcast famous. So sweet, 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 sweet. I'll play a promo. Hold, please. I've been going out into, the outer regions of the podosphere, venturing out of Q-Potter land to find more of an audience and also to connect with some new people. And I've been over at Podcast Pickle, and it's awesome. And there are a lot of super nice people over there. One of them is Conrad, who is one of, if I understand correctly, he's one of two people who do this video cast called Spainful Films. It's they're British, and their comedy or their humor is very much British, and it's excellent. So let me play for you their promo.
Attention, please. This is an announcement concerning the Spainful Films video podcast.
Hello there. Are you the sort of gentleman or lady who enjoys the sensation of moving pictures and sound? Perhaps you're a wizard happening kid that understands the concept of video podcasts. In which case, I'd like to draw your attention to the Spainful Films video podcast, a weekly comedy series that's filmed here in Great Britain. Each week, you will get to see before your very eyes the expert private eye detective of fashion whilst he teaches you how to solve crime. You could also bear witness to such fellows as Sandy Borhole, Mr. Miller, or the villainous magician Tremolo Allegro. That's the Spainful Films video podcast, available at spainfulfilms.co.uk. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I watched the just one podcast, video podcast of that show, and it had Sandy Borhole, is that her name? Please check this show out. It's hilarious. So yeah, and Conrad posted a super nice review of Mikey Pod in the forums over there. So if you are a Q Potter or any kind of Potter, go over to Podcast Pickle and just sort of dabble around in the forums. It's super nice over there. See, I forgot to say something about Chris Daly. He has started a network of which I have become a part, freshmediaworks.com. You heard that lady talking in the beginning of the show today and actually in the last show, which featured David Rovick, who I saw play this weekend in Houston. So that was awesome too. So go over there. Like, it's totally all inclusive. And right now it's about promotion. If I'm understanding correctly, I'm sure Chris will let me know if I'm misrepresenting the network. And it's going into phase two now where they'll start matching podcasters up with potential sponsors. So it's worth checking out. And just go over there and say you want to be a part of the network, and you're a part of the network. So do that. Chris is a great guy, and he does like 900 million podcasts. And but he's got a good head on his shoulders, too. It's a good guy with a good head on his shoulders. It's a real man. So there's that for you. Okay. What else? I thought I had a lot of stuff today. Well, we've been going for what? 18, almost 19 minutes. What else have I got for you? I did my, oh my God, here's this. Who haven't we heard from in a long time? Why, it's Lawrence Simon with another 100-word story. It's been months. Has it? Anyway, here's one. He finally sent one, and now I've been holding on to it for about a month. So here we go.
Okay, I've been lazy, but I have an excuse. Ever since 100 Words or Less Nesman shut down, I've been struggling to find themes for my stories. Sure, I could just pull a word out of the dictionary, but I just can't spark with that kind of thing. My newest inspiration is Khyber Pass Restaurant on Richmond. You know, the place near Papacito's with the sign that always has things on it. Ever eaten there? It's good Indian food. Although, I don't know Indian food. It could be lousy for all I know. Well, there goes that potential sponsorship.
Thanks, Lawrence. Yay, I'm so happy to have you on the show today. It's been a long time. So thank you for that. And while I've been out there dabbling around with new people, I met Rebecca, I believe is her name, at the Tranny Rec podcast. Please check that out. Yeah, and she's working on a promo, I think, on her new iBook. Why is everyone getting new computers but me? Why do I have to be the poor one? It's really sad. I also met Jeb at the 50 Pound Note podcast, which also rocks. And I didn't know about this until I think Chris Mari on LiveJournal told me about this. So he's got a really good podcast, and I should have looked at the website name, before I started recording. But I'll look at it while I'm playing the song he sent me. He sent me a demo of a song of his. It's called American Freak. And listen to it. It starts out and you're going to think it's something, then it's not. yeah, enjoy it. It's quite good.
See me. I've memorized you head to toe. You know I'd never let you go. Pass you on the street. Walk right by you face to face. Don't even say hello. Afraid that if I do, you'll know. We'll be right back.
That is American Freak by Jeb. I don't know if Jeb uses his last name, so I'm not going to throw it out there. But he can be found at the 50 Pound Note podcast, which is at www.50poundnote.net. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Great song. Thank you, Jeb, for sending that to me. And I think he's going to have a promo for me to play next show, too. Thank you. Oh, he was featured in Spin, as was Ruby Fruit Radio, both music podcasts that got featured in Spin. I think Ruby Fruit is going to have like a big feature this month, if I understand correctly. I'm so bad about just sort of scanning and picking things up in the periphery. So I just did a little skip there. Did you notice? I just want to take this time to say thank you, guys, for everyone who listens, new listeners, old subscribers, long-time subscribers, I guess as long as you can be since July. So, yes, I wanted to throw in also that I am still doing a podcast at podcasternews.com. It's called The Velvet Voice, and it is news headlines. And also I'm throwing in some different points about things that are going on in the blogosphere and the podosphere as well. So check that out. You can go to podcasternews.com and just search for The Velvet Voice. It's also in the top stories category, and I've got another sponsorship from the USA Network for their show Us Your Character. It's called, you can find it at showusyourcharacter.com. It's really cool looking. I haven't really taken a close look at it, but it looks like a cool deal, dog. So thank you so much for listening, and I'm gonna leave you with this song. My friends Jim and Carolyn have been telling me forever about this singer, David Wilcox, that they love so much. Am I saying the right name? Yeah. And so I signed up with IOTA. This is a whole nother long story. I wrote to Ryuichi Sakamoto asking permission to play his music, and they gave it to me, and they also told me to check out this IOTA website. I'll put a link to it, too. And it's like a network between podcasters. I guess they serve as sort of a go-between between podcasters and indie record labels, and also between the indie record labels and digital download sites. So I'll have a link that was created specifically for them to go with this David Wilcox song. It's a really great site, too, so check that out. And this song is it's the words of from Rumi, who you may know is a 13th century mystic poet. He was born in Afghanistan in 2007, and it says here that he wrote 60,000 poems before he died in 1273, and I really like this guy, and here are the words to the poem that this song is based on. It's called Out Beyond Ideas, and here are the words. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase, each other, do not make any sense. Dude, that's deep. Seriously, I love this guy. There's another poem that I love. Look it up on your own. It's called Guest House, and it's excellent. So that's all I've got for you today. I hope that you enjoyed this sort of randomness. We're right at 30 minutes and 5 seconds or so. And thanks for listening, guys. Seriously, this would be a waste of time if it weren't for you guys out there listening. And I'll probably have some sort of interview or something on the next show. I have a couple of things brewing, but I don't know what's going to come together. So we'll see. Thank you very much. MikeyPod.com, MikeyPod@gmail.com. And then there's some phone number you can call too. And it is 206-339-6682. Thanks again, guys. And before I go on to the song, I'm tagging this in. I want to make sure that Jim and Carolyn know that this song is for you. Seriously, you guys are great friends. God, I'm all emotional today. And yeah, that's it. So enjoy this song, everyone, and I'll see you next time.
Beyond ideas of wrongdoing and out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing. There is a field, I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Heron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.